RNZ Pacific News, Maloele Lee, I'm Selmanu Tevamtau Fain. Researchers aiming to bring youth back to Papua New Guinea's cacao farms hope mobile phone technology is one avenue they can use. PNG's smallholder farmers, who traditionally earn very little from their crops, are doing much better this season due to a supply crisis in West Africa. But it has highlighted that most of the farmers are elderly and their children need to return to ensure the long sustainability of a crop that is important for many families in PNG. A research fellow at the University of Sydney, Tom Swan, who has been working in PNG to develop integrated cocoa farming systems, says typically younger people are more inclined to use their mobile phones.
So we're developing a mobile application which would have cocoa farming to help them look at things like how to compost, what sort of amendments they can make to the soil, when the best time to pick the cocoa pods are, pruning of trees and other such things, to try to engage youth in that medium.
A team of experts from the UN Nuclear Agency inspected the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant on Wednesday for a review of its discharge of treated radioactive wastewater. AP reports that the International Atomic Energy Agency inspection was part of a four-day visit to Japan. Data and samples collected from the Fukushima plant will be corroborated at IAEA labs and independent third-party labs and will be released in a report later. The Japanese government and the plant operator TEPCO says the discharges are diluted to better than international standards. IAEA Chief Rafael Grossi said in March it was being carried out safely. The Return Services Association in the Cook Islands says young people play an important part in Anzac Day commemorations. Today is Anzac Day in the Cook Islands and the RSA will host several events. The president of the RSA, Peter Wichman, says he appreciates seeing so many young people take part in the commemorations.
So many young people, they partake in such rituals at the Ode of Remembrance, the Flanders Field, and of course we try and impart on them as to why it's important. We here at the RSA, we have a board in front of us talking about the soldiers that went to war in World War One. So we have, as Cook Islands, been involved in conflict since World War One.
Today is also Anzac Day in Niue, where the Speaker of the New Zealand Parliament, Gerry Brownlee, and his delegation were set to attend the Dawn Parade. Meanwhile, the Cook Islands have declared the discovery of asbestos in the Rarotonga Outpatients Health Clinic. Primary health care services are to be relocated to the hospital, with dental services moving to community clinics and schools. Cook Islands News reports the removal of asbestos roofing and other building material will begin in June and is expected to take 8 weeks. A social worker and lecturer says a misinterpretation of the Bible is leading to a rise in domestic violence across New Zealand within Pacific migrant families. Genevieve Sang-Yum runs programs to help Māori and Pacific men break cycles of violence. She says the Bible does not give men permission to make women objects or control them, and asks husbands to love their wives as Christ loves the church and Christ died for the church.
A lot of our, especially our male Pacific people who have just migrated from overseas, have only just discovered and learned about types of behaviours that are unacceptable. Biblical texts and how they can be misinterpreted.
New Zealand is ranked as the worst developed country in the OECD for family violence. There are hopes a UN plastics treaty being negotiated this week could have a major impact on the Pacific region. 175 nations have agreed to develop a legally binding agreement on plastic pollution by 2024, prompting a major step towards reducing greenhouse gas emissions from plastic production, use and disposal. Benioff Ocean Science Laboratory project scientists Neil Nathan is in Ottawa, Canada, on the sidelines of the negotiations.
In terms of that conversation of how do we generate funds, how do we move funds from the global north to the global south, and how do we generate this infrastructure that's necessary to solve this problem of plastic pollution in our environment and in our oceans? An international fee or a premium on plastic polymers might be the best route forward.
The New Zealand Green Party has agreed with Foreign Minister Winston Peters' call at Gallipoli that diplomacy is needed now more than ever. Mr. Peters told the Dawn Service that the world was more divided, and the lesson from Gallipoli is that diplomacy is needed to de-escalate conflicts and ease tensions. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson says the call for de-escalation was welcome, and it's time to apply those principles to the war in Gaza.
The actual words there are very clear. Diplomacy is needed now more than ever to de-escalate conflicts. How can anybody watch what is happening in Gaza and see that that is a de-escalation of conflicts? I think Mr. Peters' words offer New Zealand a really good opportunity to stand behind them.
Marama Davidson says it provides an opportunity for New Zealand to maintain an independent approach for foreign affairs and call out injustice. Climate scientists say last week's deadly storms in Dubai and Oman were most likely made worse by global warming. Here's the BBC's climate editor, Justin Rowlett.
Across the United Arab Emirates and Oman, 23 people were killed and both countries were brought to a near standstill. More than 1,000 flights were delayed at Dubai Airport, the second busiest in the world. A study by an international team of researchers found the downfall was made between 10 and 40% more intense because of climate change. And because rainstorms are so rare on the Arabian Peninsula, there isn't much data for experts to work with. So the findings are uncertain, but they say the trend is clear.
Pope Francis phones the Roman Catholic Church in Gaza every day to find out what people are experiencing. The pontiff made the comments in an interview with the American news network CBS that were also played on the BBC.
Every afternoon at 7 p.m., I call Gaza to the parish. There are about 600 people there. It's very hard. Very, very hard. Food goes in, but they have to fight for it. It's very hard.
Pope Francis has consistently spoken in strong terms about the conflict in Gaza. When a Palestinian mother was killed in the grounds of the church in Gaza last year, he said the conflict was not war, but terrorism. In sport, the Flying Fijians will get to play three Tier 1 countries during their Europe tour later in the year. Confirmed matches are against Scotland, Wales and Ireland. They will meet Scotland on November 2nd before flying to Wales for a showdown against the Welsh. Their last test will be against Ireland in Dublin on November 23rd. The Warriors have dropped to 12th on the NRL table after Gold Coast scored their first win of the season with a 27-24 victory at Mount Smart Stadium. Warriors coach Andrew Webster conceding they're not where they should be.
I feel gutted. Just for the boys. They're not playing the way they want to play right now. It's pretty obvious. There's no hiding that. The boys aren't hiding it. I'm not hiding it. Yeah, we got beaten by the better team on the night.
Meanwhile, the top of the table Storm beat Souths 54-20. And New Zealand shot put great Dame Valerie Adams has applauded World Athletics' decision to reward Olympic champions with cash prizes. World Athletics Chief Sebastian Coe said earlier this month that the governing body would pay athletics a gold medalist at the Paris Games $50,000. Adams says it's a sign of progress and can spur other global sports federations to do the same. That's your latest RNZ Pacific News and Sport. For more stories, head to rnzi.com.